So, 2 Kings 8, I just want to read some of this to you. And I just believe God wants to encourage and help somebody tonight in the house. Not that we need any more than we've always already got. Y'all don't get too far, worship team. You're going to take over in just a minute. Yeah. Now, Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life. Anybody know who that woman is 4 chapters later? That's the Shunammite woman. Amen. Arise and go with your household and sojourn where you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and moreover, it will come upon the land for 7 years. Now remember what we read in verse 8, 9, and 10, that the Shunammite woman was influential and she was rich and they had fields because her son went out to help her husband at the time of harvest. And so they had it made. Well, now the same prophet is saying to her, run for your life, basically. A famine's coming. And so you need to find somewhere that you'll be okay. Now, she's already received her son back. I don't know exactly how many years later this is, but it's sometime later. The prophet, thank God she listened. Verse 2, so the woman arose and did as the man of God had said. So she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. What a place to run. At the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went to appeal to the king for her house and land. The king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me all the great things Elisha has done. And as Gehazi was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha brought back to life. Can I tell you, I don't want to miss my miracle. The anointing will cause you not to only run from shut doors, but to walk through open doors. Here she is, after 7 years of famine, just walks right up into the presence of the king. And here is Gehazi talking to the king about this woman. You talk about divine appointment. I don't believe it's any coincidence you're here tonight, Kevin. Divine appointment. Here we are going to pray for a miracle for your mom, and you come walking through the door. She's a point of contact. As the servant is talking to the king, oh, here they are. Here's the one that was dead but's alive now. Amen. Here they are. Listen. And so when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed to her a certain officer saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land even until now. Oh, my. Come on, somebody. Elisha came to Damascus. We ain't even going there. We're going to stop at verse 6. Now turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 16. This is the Amplified. Don't shoot me down. Let us then, listen to this, fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, in parentheses, the throne of God's unmerited favor to sinners, that we may receive mercy, in parentheses, for our failures, and find grace to help in good time for every need. in parentheses, appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when we need it. Kind of sounds like Gehazi talking to the king, and the woman goes into the presence of the king at just the right time, at just the right place, at just the right season of the right conversation. I mean, couldn't she have come the next day or even an hour before? But no, no, no. Not when the anointing is upon your life. You see, I preached the other night that when you give access to the anointing, that it opens the door for the supernatural. Well, I heard God say this to me about tonight's service. She gave access to the anointing. Now the anointing is giving her access to the kingdom. I'm going to say that again. She gave access to the anointing in 2 Kings 4 by building a room for the man of God. Well, now God is giving access to her to the whole kingdom. Amen. Can I tell you that when you make access for the anointing to flow in your life, that by divine appointments, I'm telling you, you're going to walk in the Spirit. You're going to talk in the Spirit. You're going to think, I'm just going to talk to the king. And when you walk in, there's going to be a conversation going on about your very life. Oh, here's so-and-so I was just talking about. You think that was a coincidence? No, it's the anointing of Almighty God. You're going to begin to walk in the Spirit. You're going to begin to walk in the anointing. Why? Because we're about to start giving access to the anointing of God. And if we'll build a room for God to move and give access to the anointing, then the anointing is going to give you and I access to the whole kingdom of God. Everything. You talk about walking in the Spirit. Oh, imagine what Gehazi must have thought. Here she is. Here's the boy. He was there. I mean, he's just talking to the king. The king's asking about this Elisha. And could you imagine all Gehazi can think about, the greatest miracle he ever saw? I wonder if he was saying, I ran to that boy, he didn't budge. He didn't move. But then here come this prophet. The moment he walked in the room, everything changed. Amen. He got on that boy face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, and began to breathe in that boy. He stretched himself out. I could just see him having the conversation with the king. And then all of a sudden, oh, here they are. Here they are. He was the evidence of the anointing of God. He was the evidence of the place of preparation has now become a place of a resurrection. Can I tell you, church, I don't know about you, but I'm about ready to be the evidence of something that somebody prayed for. And they begin to have a conversation. And they remember so-and-so when we were talking about them. Remember when so-and-so got raised from the dead. Remember when so-and-so got delivered from drug addiction. Oh, here they are. I can't get away from them. They're walking in the Spirit. They're talking in the Spirit. Every time I turn around, they're there. Every time I turn around, I'm hearing about that mobile mission. I better bless them. I better do something. Every time I turn around, they're there. They're there. I'm talking church. I'm telling you, the prophet's passing by. I don't want to miss a moment. I'm telling you, I don't want to miss a moment. It gets gooder and gooder. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It does. This life with Jesus gets sweeter and sweeter. Amen. It gets sweeter and sweeter. It gets better and better. It gets gooder and gooder. Amen. We just got to keep walking with God. You know what he was doing too? He had his finger on that root of bitterness. Here come the same prophet that said, you're going to have a baby. Oh, okay, good. Come on, somebody. But now he's telling her something not as good is going to happen. It's going to be a famine in the land for 7 years. Can I tell you, the prophet don't always tell you everything is going to be all right. Sometimes when the prophet shows up, he said, there's fixing to be dry in your house for a while. Amen. So go find somewhere and hunker down. Go find somewhere to hunker down because God's going to be good to you. Can you imagine for 7 years, Sister Tammy, the Holy Ghost had his finger on that bitter root. I wonder if it's going to come up yet. Uh-oh. 1 year passed. I had to walk away from everything. Amen. I thank God I got my boy raised back, but I'm toting him now. Amen. He's alive and well. Oh, let's see if she's going to get bitter again. Oh, let's see. 1 year, she didn't get bitter. 2 years, she didn't get bitter. 3 years, she didn't get bitter. Oh, she's just living in the land of the Philistines. Amen. God's greatest enemy. David's greatest enemy. Can I tell you, God will even take care of you on the enemy's land. I said, God will take care of you and I even on the enemy's land. When God tells you to bunker down somewhere, then you just better go where God says go. If God said there's going to be a famine in the land for the next 7 years, you just better get a hold of the word of the Lord and just run where you may, because you can even live for God on the doorsteps of hell. God's provision will come to you in the land of your greatest enemy. As a matter of fact, God can even have our enemy take care of us. She was anointed by God. Had that boy. That supernatural seed with her. I bet every Philistine had to just run and take care of that little supernatural boy. That's a miracle in our midst. That's a miracle in our midst. Ain't no telling what happened in that country for 7 years. No telling at all. Who knows? They may have converted all of them. I don't know. Check this out. Come up here, Brother David. Since you've seen Jesus here the other night, you're going to be Jesus. You're the king. Now, just stay with me for a minute. Because in the Old Testament, you have to look at types and shadows. That's a lowercase k. He's talking to the king. But let's look at it. Because the old is just a picture of the new. Come on, somebody. Well, you preach an Old Testament. Well, I see Jesus there. I see Jesus here. Gehazi is talking to the king. Amen. Who is Gehazi? He's a servant. What is the operation of the Holy Ghost? Come on, somebody. He's a servant to Jesus. And if we choose to walk in him, then guess what? He's going to help us. And he's there to serve us. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to wash you. I'm going to teach you. He's helping us. Brother Michael, you're going to be Gehazi. You're going to be the Holy Ghost. Come on. Amen. So you're just here having a conversation with the king. Amen. Just stay right there. Y'all just having a conversation, right? You're talking about the miracle of Elisha. Mm-hmm. Boy, howdy, that boy got raised from the dead. Kind of looks like the throne of grace to me. Yes. Hebrews 4:16. Come boldly, fear without fear, courageously. Amen. Sister Tyler, come on. Well, let me use Cindy. Where's Elijah? Come here, Elijah. They were good helpers this morning. We made her walk out the door today. Come on, walk out the door again. Come on. They're having a conversation. About everything that Elisha did. The king sitting there. Gehazi, the servant. I just see the Holy Ghost just talking to King Jesus, just interceding. Then all of a sudden, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. There's a conversation in heaven going on. Come on. Come on. Y'all come boldly. There's a conversation going on, and the Holy Ghost is talking to Jesus about the miracles down here. And it just gives access. And so when I come boldly to the throne of grace, guess what? Guess what? I see where you've been for 7 years. I know what you had before you had to run away from everything and live in that land of the Philistines. I saw what you had to give up. I saw the way you hunkered down there. But now there's been provision made. Now you're coming boldly to the throne of grace. And Jesus and the Holy Ghost is there interceding. Jesus is interceding. And so now you come boldly. And the king says to you, everything. She lost. everything that you lost. Amen. Not just your house and not just your land, but let's go back 7 years. How many crops did you plant in the ground? How much fruit came up from that ground? I'm not only going to give you your house back. I'm not only going to give you your money back. I'm not only going to give you your land back. I'm not only going to give you your son back, but everything that ground produced the last 7 years, give that back to her too. Give that back to them too. Every dollar that was spent, give that back to her too. Can I tell you, church, I don't know about you, but that's the access that you and I has been given to the throne of grace. If we'll come boldly. We'll come boldly. There's intercession going on for you and I at the throne of heaven. Woo. Come boldly. Come boldly. Thank y'all for your help. Is that what the king said? Am I making that up? When the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed to her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers. And all the fruits of the field since the day that she left the land, even till now. Every single day, the king said, give it back to her. Can I tell you, not one pea. Not one little pea did God forsake. He said, you better give it all back to her. He appointed one person to be just over her and said, walk her back through it. You go back and give an account of everything that was given, every dime that was made, every piece of fruit that was on that land. I'm assigning you to her. I'm assigning you to her. I see Jesus assigning certain officers over you and I. And he's saying everything that the devil's taken, everything you lost the last 7 years, them children think, oh, no, no, you ain't seen nothing yet. The promises God made y'all, you're going to get it back sevenfold, hundredfold, a thousandfold. Everything you think the devil's taken from your life, some of you just been hunkered down. It's time to get up and come boldly to the throne of grace and let God restore. Hallelujah. 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 Whew. We just have to come. You have to activate your anointing. She could have sat in her self-pity over there 7 more years. I can't believe this. I can't believe this has happened to me again. I'm losing everything. That prophet again told me to run away. He had his finger on that root of bitterness. Whew. He had his finger right there. I wonder why she'll respond. She responded right. I said she responded right. And because she responded right, she activated the anointing. And the king said, here you go. Here you go. I'm telling you, I believe we serve that king. I serve that king. Grace Fellowship Christian Church, God's made promises to this house. He's not forgotten about one of them. Not even one. Oh, that devil got that. Give it back. Give it back. Everything. You give it back. There's a famine in the land. That's okay. I got them through the famine. Because when the famine's over, give it back. Give it back. Oh, coronavirus hit. All right, when that's over, give it back. Give it back. They lost this here. All right, give it back. Give it back. Can I tell you, I just see King Jesus just sitting on the throne, and he's just looking at our lives, and he's saying, they're the evidence. They're the evidence of the life of Jesus. They're the evidence. And he's just saying, give it back. Give it back. Can I tell you, I believe that the devil's losing some people tonight. Hell lost another one. Hell lost another one. Give it back. Give it back. Not one little inch. Not anything of anything that God ever gave you. I can tell you, God said, give it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give it back. Perry Stone said this in his study Bible. The woman with 7 miracles. The Shunammite woman whose son Elisha raised from the dead, received seven nodal miracles and divine interventions. The first miracle, the birth of a son, 2 Kings 4:17. The second miracle, the restoration of her son to life from the dead. The third miracle, the advance warning that a famine was coming and instructions to prepare, 2 Kings 8:1. The fourth miracle, the provision for 7 years in the land of the Philistines. The fifth miracle, the supernatural timing of being present as Gehazi told the king about her son's miracle. Something just told me, go to my office and pray a while ago. Thank you, Ryan. And that Bible was laying right there, and the Holy Ghost said, pick it up. It was just confirmation. Sister Stacy, you opened the door. That Bible, God said, open that Bible. He said, I got something there for you. Amen. The sixth miracle, the miracle of having her land restored to her after 7 years. The seventh miracle, the miracle that the king restored the fruit and food she had lost for 7 years. Jesus, listen to this, what he wrote. I have pondered why this one woman was so blessed to have received such personal attention and provision from the Lord. A key reason could be that by making room for the prophet Elisha, so that he would have a place to study, a place to rest, a place to eat. She was demonstrating that she put God first. Her actions embody the New Testament promise to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. She made the prophet, his ministry, and his needs her first priority. Whew. As a result of her faithfulness, God continually provided for her, even in the time of severe national crisis. Can I tell you, church, no matter what we face, our God is going to take care of this house and our lives. Even in a national crisis, the Bible says that he goes on to say, this principle still operates today. Can I tell you, I remember meeting underneath that tent when the coronavirus hit, and I remember God saying, you're not going to withhold, you're going to give more. You're going to give your way through this pandemic. You're going to give more. We were able to feed several families in Israel. We sent $7,500 just to Israel during that pandemic. Amen. I don't say that in a bragging manner. I'm just telling you, I know we gave our way out of that. I know we gave our way through that, and I know that's why God's going to build that house next door. Amen. Can I tell you, that's the working of the Lord. Amen. I believe everything that was ever been lost in any of our lives, the king is going to say, give it back. Give it back. Give it back. The anointing gives access. When we give access to the anointing gives access to the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I want access to the kingdom. I want access to the kingdom. Amen. Brother Russell and the worship team, would y'all come?